This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Monica Fluvio. Monica, how are you?
I'm very good, Henrik. How are you?
Great. Monica, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the senior taxonomist at National Geographic Partners, formerly National Geographic Society, before our merger and reorganization. I worked with other area stakeholders to establish a single taxonomy, a set of topics hierarchically managed, and locations that match our cartographic policies, a list of people that features our explorers, organizations we're interested in, events, other topics or concepts that we discuss frequently across our content, regardless of media type. I manage this in a central taxonomy management system. We use Mondeca, since we also have some ontological elements that we're using, and we use all of this with their auto-tagging system. This is served to our internal clients through a taxonomy, through a business layer API that we've built internally, the taxonomy service. This, in turn, is consumed by a growing number of our content systems. Like I think a lot of organizations out there, we have a lot of content management systems. We are working on consolidating on sort of our alpha content management system is AEM, but we have a number of other systems that we use and will probably continue to use. This is true if in an earlier phase with digital asset management, and we have a large number of systems. I'm less certain that we're going to, you know, necessarily end up with a particular alpha system, but maybe a smaller pack of them at the end of this and a little more consistency between them. So I work with various internal clients to help them standardize their metadata. I'm mostly focused on really this set of taxonomy fields. So I give them a schema and a set of documentation about how to interact with this internal web service. I train users, often producers, maybe writers or art editors, whoever is expected to do the tagging or review the tagging, I help train them. I myself often tag archives of content, especially when we're doing large migrations. I tune and refine the auto tagger. I manage the taxonomy itself, and I also work with our digital product team and other people who are sort of planning how our end user facing products may be using this taxonomy. Right now, we are using a text only auto tagger. We've definitely talked about starting to use some kind of an image auto-tagging service. I will say I've long kept an eye on those technologies and been a little skeptical about them achieving the level of accuracy and granularity that we really need for describing our content. We don't need to know that it's, you know, a bird. We want to know that it is a snowy owl or a bird of paradise. I mean, we need a certain level of granularity. I'd say that I've suddenly seen leaps and bounds in the accuracy of image auto-tagging tools over the last year, and we're looking around at them. And I hope to be able to sort of add that to our suite of, let's say, metadata enhancement tools here sometime soon.
Monica, how do you maintain the taxonomy for one of the largest nonprofit, scientific, and educational institutions in the world?
It's a lot of work, is one totally fair answer. I'm also assisted here by a fairly flexible system. Each node in the taxonomy it's not anchored by name. It's a UUID. That is sort of its core element, where that UUID follows the term throughout its lifespan in all of the systems that it's used in. It stays with it if we rename it, if we have to move it within the hierarchy, if we merge terms, things like this. So really, we've sort of architected our taxonomy system and the way the client systems interact with it for flexibility. That is one thing that helps us. Also, the system assists us because Mondeca will both, when it's processing text, will extract suggested terms, candidates, And we also allow users in the various client systems to themselves post candidates posted through the web services and added to just a candidate queue inside of Mondeca, which I can review and, if appropriate, add to the taxonomy or discover that I've missed a synonym or any number of sort of suggestions that I can comb through. And some of them are junk, and some of them are great. And I'd say also about the users, I work with internal stakeholders in all of these various topic areas. I've invited in a number of other sort of, let's say, central data owners around the organization to help manage their data sets where relevant in the taxonomy system, and I frequently review sections of the taxonomy. Say, I'll sit down and review the travel section with the folks who work on Traveler Magazine and our other travel products and make sure that these terms make sense to them, that I'm talking about what's important to them, etc.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management and taxonomy?
It's easier to start with the challenges. There are many of them. I think particularly we wrestle with, as I think a lot of organizations do, we have a number of different systems. For us, this is sort of the inheritance of a lot of groups making their own individual selections, using their own separate workflows. So in the fall of 2015, National Geographic sort of reorganized itself. So previously there was the Channel, which was a company that was primarily owned by 21st Century Fox and about a third owned by the National Geographic Society. And the magazine, the book publication, the map publishing, all of that was part of the society, as well as what I describe as more traditionally nonprofit activities, giving out grants, running educational programs, running a museum. They struck an expanded partnership with 21st Century Fox, which moved all of the media portions of the organization or consolidated in National Geographic Partners. And the National Geographic Society owns a third of interest of that, but is otherwise a freestanding organization that's very focused on their nonprofit activities. So there's a lot of change and upheaval, as I think there always is at the end of any kind of big company reorganization like this. And also, personally, I'm suddenly interacting a lot with the folks from our channel and talking to them about how we manage broadcast content, both domestically and around the world. The channel particularly is directly in, I think it's 40-odd markets, and they're working on consolidating themselves, which is exciting to see the work that they're doing there. But it's also broadcast media, especially for me, is a whole new world of systems and workflows that I've previously really been very deep in the magazine book side and sort of associated assets and workflows and systems and challenges, which is a little bit of a personal challenge, but it's exciting. As I maybe sort of alluded to with the channel stuff, I'm being asked to look more at how do we represent the taxonomy and how do we manage our content in a global setting. Personally, this is super exciting. We're looking at making our taxonomy multilingual, which I think will help us better serve our readers both in the United States and around the world. This is maybe a little self-biased, but I'd say that the acceptance of the taxonomy has itself been really quite successful. It's allowed us to build consistent experiences that had eluded us previously, things like consistent ad targeting. We're using it for analytics as well now, dynamic map experiences, and we have some interesting work upcoming using the taxonomy for personalization and using the ontology models for, let's say, light linked data-driven experiences.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think my main piece of advice that I would share, both for taxonomists, aspiring taxonomists, and DAM professionals, is to maintain the balance between standards-based approach? What is the best practice? How have other people solved this problem? Can I lean on external schemas and standards and pragmatism? I think particularly working with ontologies and linked data, there's this temptation to build this beautiful, complex, perfect model that is ultimately more for you to maintain and in some cases can be more than you will really use. This is both a piece of advice, I think, and something I struggle with myself, and how to best strike that balance of what is actually going to be used. What can we really get people to accurately and consistently apply in terms of metadata? What is the core data that we really need, which really at heart involves answering the question, what do we really need to do with this content, with these assets, and with this data? My other piece of advice, and something that is constantly helpful and fruitful for me, especially when I feel like I'm stuck, is reach out to other people in the field. Conversely, any of you, feel free to reach out to me. I'm always happy to talk to other professionals in the field. I think it's reassuring that the problems that we're often wrestling with, which can feel enormous, they are enormous, but very frequently your colleagues in another organization are wrestling with remarkably similar challenges and sometimes coming up with answers that you haven't thought of. I always find that enormously refreshing.
Great advice. Well, thanks, Monica.
Absolutely. Thank you, Henrik. It was great talking this morning.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 170 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.